And now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs. Now, you're tuned in to What's Happening.
Let's go to the phones. I believe our guest is standing by, Tom Emel with the LSU Ag Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How's everything today?
Good. Can't complain too much. I trust you've been well.
Oh, I've been well. I've been rolling. I've been across the coast and across the country and everything seafood in between. So there's a whole lot of good things going on.
You know, I don't know if it's within your area of expertise, or maybe you've been talking about it, that roseocaine, that bug that's been starting to give it some problems. You aware of that situation? I hear it's starting to work down the coast.
Yeah, absolutely. They found it up next to the Mississippi River. They think it came off of a cargo ship from Asia. So it's common over there, and it's an insect, an insect disease called, somebody come in and speak to our LSU group on this. But yeah, it's causing death of roseocaine is a freshwater marsh plant, and it's causing some problems and some severe die-off. So they're trying to figure it out, trying to quarantine it as best they can, but they really don't know what's gonna come of it. But it's certainly on the move. They had found some down in Platinum Parish and some around Grand Isle the last I heard. So we're going to be hearing a lot more about that. It's one of those introduced species that doesn't have a natural predator, but they're working on all of that to try to contain this thing, but that's usually very difficult. So we'll probably see more of it as it expands and as we begin to understand more about it. But it's an Asian thing that's coming to visit us.
Yeah, is that something that's affecting, obviously there are concerns about maybe sugar cane, but also just marsh grass, things like that?
Well, we'll see. It seems to be right now limited to roseocaine, but I know they're all over that. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and other groups are watching this thing very closely to see what's happening, Department of Ag and Forestry. So we'll give you an update as soon as we learn more about it. But absolutely, it was discovered recently and is making, you can see it. I saw some aerial photographs of before and after where this stuff is hit, and it's really opening up the marsh in a situation where we know what happens when vegetation leaves. But it's primarily right now in freshwater areas. So we'll see what happens.
All right, real good. Of course, just wrapped up another inshore shrimp season, at least for just about all the state waters. Might still be a couple of areas open, but how was the shrimp season this spring?
Well, it was pretty fair. I mean, we didn't have a bumper crop, but well, it was a lot of shrimp sold in Delcom. There's still shrimp coming in from the state offshore waters and from the federal waters. So what's happened is that we've got some of the biggest shrimp that we've seen this time of year in a long time, and good catches of it. So when you see 10, 15 size, that's 10 to 15 for the pound, whole shrimp coming in at Delcom, that's big. Normally we're, 16, 20s, 21, 25, that kind of thing. But we're getting a lot of 10, 15s coming in. So these are big shrimp, and they're very valuable to the fishermen. So we just had a boat come in selling today. Milton Knockhand, he's got 1,200 pounds of 10, 15 selling. He's in the Delcom Direct program selling from his house in Lafayette area. So, and there's another boat I know today in at Delta, and there'll be some coming in as the week goes on. But there's a lot of big shrimp out there, and that's kind of that's not real common for us, to be able to have that size in Delta.
Gotcha. You mentioned the Delcom Direct Seafood Project. I trust that's still going well?
Oh, that's really rocking. That's become the model across the state. We're reworking our whole program. We have a Cameron project, a Delcom project, a Lafourche Terrebonne project, and a South Shore New Orleans project. So all fishermen and seafood people from across the whole state can involved in direct marketing and meet customers that they've never had before, and it's just making a huge difference. So we're reworking the whole website. We got some grant money to make it more mobile phone friendly, kind of like looking at an app. And so we're doing that right now, and we'll have that off and running later in the year. We're also setting up through the Port of Delta an e-commerce project where we can sell our frozen seafood products anywhere in the country through a website that they come to the Delta Direct Seafood and the Delta Farmers Market site, and it'll link them into this. So we're developing that right now. So our good seafood can be shipped to friends and family around the country. So that's coming later this year. So we're in the middle of all of that.
Real good. What are some of the other things you're keeping an eye on?
Well, let me tell you, we're really excited about this one. We have the chef from St. John's Restaurant in St. Martinsville. She won the Louisiana Seafood Cook-Off just a few weeks ago in Lafayette. And she cooked a black drum dish. And so we're really, really excited that that happened. I mean, she won the whole state competition among several other chefs. And she really did a Cajun version of that. And so now she's competing in the Great American Seafood Cook-Off the first Saturday in August in New Orleans. And she'll be getting her fish from Douglas Olander, our black drum fisherman who's in the Delta Direct Seafood Program. And we sell a lot of his fish fillets at the Delta Market. So we're excited that a fish that was once considered a trash fish and still to many the same has now become really a high-status fish. So we're excited about that.
You know, I had Bonnie on the show yesterday, you know, for many years. She'd call in when she was over at Clementine, and so when I saw her make this next level in competition, we got her on the phone, and yeah, no doubt, very pleased with that recipe, and great to hear that it's coming from one of our area vendors.
Absolutely, and you know, she told me, when I talked to Bonnie, she told me that the volume of business at their restaurant has exploded since she won that competition. So, wow, can you just imagine if she wins again at the Great American Seafood Cook-Off, you know, one of our own? That would be very huge. So we're excited about that and all of that happening. So here we are. It's, you know, almost August, and it's hot and all, but we've got a lot of seafood available. There's crabs around. You know, it's been hard to get crabs around here for a long time, but, you know, we had this closure. And something happened that, you know, we had 30-day closure where they weren't catching any crabs, and they opened it back up. And so the volume of crabs has picked up a bit, so now it's not as difficult to get crabs. And we've had Daniel Edgar from St. Mary's Seafood, the Port of West St. Mary, come. Swamp People star. And so people come to meet him, and he sells crab from his crab dock at the Port of West St. Mary, St. Mary Seafood. So there's a lot of product out there now, and people are learning how to get a hold of it. We're excited about that. And look, the same things are happening across the rest of the coast. I'm excited to say that the things that we created in Delcom have been picked up by other areas. For instance, down in Lafitte, they just opened a fisheries market there. Lafitte is, you know, down below New Orleans, and so based on the same theme that we're doing at the Delta market, and also down in St. Bernard Parish, they're building two docks and pavilions in different parts of the parish so people from New Orleans could come and buy direct from their fishermen over there. So we're really excited about all of those developed, you know, things that we brainstormed here in our area have caught on. We've had almost all the coastal parishes, all of them, in fact, come over here and visit us during the market and see what we're doing. And they're doing adaptations of that that fit their needs and their people on across the coast. So it's very exciting.
Good to hear. Any other fishery worth noting these days? I guess we haven't talked a while since, I guess for the most part, crawfish season is over. But what are you hearing about that season?
There's still some crawfish coming out of the Chappelle Basin. You know, that water went way up and stayed up, and then it was going down, then it's coming back up. So that whole thing's not over, you know, as long as there's water in the basin. But people seem to have switched gears now. That's typically the time of year we go into shrimp and crabs and other things and all. But I went out to Denver last week to this event called Slow Food Nation. And it's sort of the antithesis of fast food, but it's all these foodies and these different products. And I went out there with a group of Louisiana people who brought Louisiana shrimp and talked it up out there and, you know, wild authentic shrimp sort of thing. And they actually served dishes to the public there, and it was incredible, the interest, the lines of people lined up to taste the Louisiana stuff. And so it was exciting to see that. You had everything out there that's sort of trendy food world, from boutique olive oils to different kinds of cheeses made in mom-and-pop shops, to even down to fried crickets. You could buy packs of fried crickets. I eat almost anything, but I didn't try the fried crickets. But it was cool to see that there, because you see it on, you know, people eating insects. I'd rather stick with the seafood we've got and all. So we had fun out there interacting with all those people. It was 2 days of nonstop action. We served gumbo, fried shrimp, seafood gumbo, fried shrimp, boiled shrimp, and all. So it was really awesome to see how the folks that are out there really look at our product. And it was exciting, and we're all enthusiastic coming back.
Yeah, I remember doing a story a couple of years ago, and the suggestion was insects are our protein of the future. So you may want to get used to the idea. Hopefully.
Well, you know, I'm just now getting used to vegetarian burgers, you know. I guess you throw a few crickets in there and you've got really something else. So we call that value added. So also I'm working more and more across the whole state these days and diving into the world of ocean fish down at Plaquemines Parish. And on the east end of the state, there's a lot of fishermen that fish for grouper and snapper and other things. Working with a guy right now that fishes out in deep, deep water with a longliner boat and catches these tile fish. And I had seen them, but never had tasted one. So we had a restaurant that wanted to explore the use of that. So we went into their, you know, with the chefs, with the whole chef outfits and the whole bit on some of these high-end restaurants in New Orleans, and showed them this tile fish, and they cooked it for us, and it was like, oh my gosh, that's an incredible fish. I thought grouper was good, you know, and which is, you know, that's the Cadillac of the ocean fish to most people, but this deep water golden tile fish just blew me away. So enjoyed that. So we're working on a lot of different projects across the coast now with different folks. We just had a marketing program down in Houma for the folks in that area, a seafood marketing program. We had that yesterday. And also, we're covered up. We're working hard to help our industry move forward. It's a very exciting time to see all the innovation going on and all these opportunities. So, and a lot of what's happening started right here in Delcom with the different things that happened there, working with the port, working with the Iberia Development Foundation, and all of that. So anyway, I'm excited. I've been at this for 30-something years now, and it gets more exciting. I think I need another lifetime. We're finally getting to the good stuff.
Excellent. You made a reference to red snapper. That season, that fishery is very confusing for a lot of us who maybe don't get out there enough. But Well, what's the state of the red snapper fishery these days?
Well, the red snapper fishery in the state is in the state waters regulated by the state. They have established a quota, a quota for recreational fish, and they haven't met it yet, so they keep extending it until all those fish are caught. So they have a program that allows them, the Loch Creel program, where they're monitoring fish as they come in at these various boat landings and all, and they're tracking what they, you know, they have a statistical procedure to follow based on what they see in these boats coming in as to what the statewide landings are. And so red snapper is, you'd almost have to be a wizard to understand all of that, but it's very political. You know, there's the recreational sector, there's the commercial sector, there's the different states involved, it's the federal fish in federal waters, and on and on. So it's hard to keep up with red snapper, but it's a ball that goes back and forth and back and forth, always been controversial ever since I've been around watching it, and it still is. So every group wants more for themselves, and they'll just work it out in the public policy world, and so there's people that are out there talking for their side. So it's not settled yet. I don't know if it ever will be, but there's a lot of snapper out there, and I ate some just the other day, and man, that's a good fish too.
There you go. Yeah, I love it. I was fortunate to get out into the bay in and around Boston. South of Erath there, and redfish were right. Pretty prevalent. We just about hit our limit there, and that's a great fish too, but I'm glad to see that still out there and available.
Oh, there's plenty of redfish out there. I mean, it's like the whole issue with the crab population going down, having to have the closure. There's a lot of folks out there that think that there's a predation issue as part of the problem tied to the ultra abundance of redfish across the coast. So, those guys, that's what they eat. I mean, if you want to go catch big bull reds in the past down at Grand Isle, just go hook on a big old crab. That's what they like. So, anyway, things are moving along. The seafood industry, the fisheries industry in Louisiana is always a colorful world. There's some interesting characters out there, serious business people, good things happening, and I'm just glad to be working in it. It's so exciting.
Big weekend, of course. You referenced Grand Isle a couple of times there. Tarpon Rody, the granddaddy of them all, begins Thursday. You going to find yourself out there?
No, I've been traveling so much, my grass is a foot tall at the house, so I'm going to try to stay around and clean things up a bit so I can get ready to go again.
I gotcha. I did understand that snapper is going to be off the board in that one. I think they went ahead and decided just to pull it off the board.
Okay, well, I haven't tracked that. I've been down to that rodeo in years past. That's a hoot. If you want to go see some interesting activities and all the people associated with fishing.
And the fishing's not bad either, right?
The fishing's not bad either. That's one heck of a party, so.
No doubt about that. Anything else you wanted to bring to us today?
Well, I just want you to let you know the first Saturday of August, we're going to be having our Delphin Seafood Farmers Market. Come on down. We expect to have some of those big magdaddy shrimp in that I talked about. The boats that are fishing for that will be fishing for that market. And there'll be a bunch of vegetables coming in. I know there's going to be okra and different things. So come on down. Our market has just exploded. It's an exciting thing. And come and eat some good seafood and go home with a bag of goodies. So it's an event. There's music. Bring your chair, come sit in the shade, enjoy your time out there.
Yeah, no doubt. Tammy's going to be with us, I think, a week from Thursday, the Thursday before, as she normally does, to get us a full list of all the vendors and all the activities going on there. We'll look forward to that. We were talking about the spring season, and you mentioned Delcom, of course, the shrimp festival in a few more weeks after that, and
right.
Then the white shrimp season. It's looking good at this point, or what?
Well, I don't don't know the sign. I haven't talked to the biologist, but just the signs of what we're seeing offshore. We hope we have got a lot of the same inshore, but the conditions have been fairly good for shrimp. It's been warm. The warm winter we had and the longer growing season allowed us to have some bigger shrimp. So hopefully this will go into this fall and have a lot of nice product for the consumers to come on down and visit and delve on. You know, you can go to our website, DelcomDirectSeafood.com. You can follow us on Delcom Direct Seafood Facebook. And every time a boat's coming in, there's a posting on there. There's a newsletter that goes out. You can sign up for that. So you can, there's a lot of folks still don't know how to do this, but it's real easy to get seafood now from our fishermen. It really supports our industry. These guys that sell direct, it's a lot of extra work for them, but it pays off, and the consumer benefits with such a high-quality fresh product. It's a good thing for everybody.
No doubt about it. Tom, always a pleasure. We'll look forward to the next time, unless there's anything else you wanted to add.
I think that'll do it, man. I'm just looking forward to slowing down this week and getting that grass cut. I grew a bunch of okra myself this year, so I'm cooking it down and smothering it and vacuum packing it and throwing it in the freezer. So that's my gardening for the year.
There you go. Tom, always a pleasure. We'll look forward to the next time.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.